Hello, everybody, and welcome to this, the newest podcast on the block, all about Valve's upcoming portable console, the Steam Deck. Here at All Decked Out, we will be doing dives into the hardware, software, and all other aspects of the Steam Deck. To start things off, I suppose I should go ahead and answer the question that I'm sure everyone is asking. What is the Steam Deck? Given you're listening to one of the first Steam Deck podcasts in existence, I'm assuming you already know. In case you don't know, or just like a refresher, here we go. The Steam Deck is Valve's response to the Nintendo Switch. It is a portable system far more powerful than the Switch, while simultaneously being dockable as well. As long as you don't mind not having Nintendo first-party titles, this truly is the superior option. Many have made the argument that this is what the Switch OLED should have been, a true pro console. At the moment, there are three different versions of the Steam Deck that are available to reserve. The lowest end one will set you back $399. It has 64GB of eMMC storage and comes with a carrying case. The mid-tier version costs $529 and includes a 256GB NVMe SSD, faster storage, a carrying case, and an exclusive Steam Community Profile bundle. The final version costs a hefty $649 and has a formidable 512GB of storage, with the fastest of all of the versions, premium anti-glare etched glass, an exclusive carrying case, an exclusive Steam Community Profile bundle, and an exclusive virtual keyboard theme. Other than this, and a short trailer by Valve themselves, most of the information we have about the Steam Deck comes from the informative, hands-on experience from the one and only Linus from Linus Tech Tips. What Linus found out is pretty dang interesting, if I do say so myself. So without further ado, let's jump into what Linus discovered. The version he tested it on was a developer unit, so the final version may be different. In fact, it almost certainly will be, but given that his findings are the most conclusive so far, his info is what I'll be utilizing. The first and most foremost aspect of the Steam Deck is that it is a full-blown computer running a special version of Linux, which means, if you wanted to, you could plop Windows on this thing and run whatever external software your heart desires. One interesting thing that Valve did is run the Steam OS through a Proton compatibility layer, allowing most Windows games to be playable on it, even without native Linux support. One of the most amazing aspects of this console, computer, whatever it is that you're able to control it with multiple different methods. Touch, the sticks, the touchpad, and the D-pad, all of this with haptics. This version of Linux is running on an AMD Zen 2 CPU with 8 cores and 8 threads. The CPU clock speed is 2.4 to 3.5 GHz, and the GPU is an AMD RDNA 2. Running 16GB of LPDDR5 memory, with 5,500 megatransfers per second, quad channel. The battery is 40 watt hours, and the USB-C port can be used for so many peripherals. Literally most anything will work with it. And all of this running on a 60Hz display and weighing in at 1.47 pounds or 669 grams. Each side of the system has 5 buttons, L1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and R1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. One aspect of the system that is quite extraordinary is the fact that if you place your finger on a joystick without pressing, it turns gyro controls on in certain games. The ability to turn it on and off just like that will prove to be quite useful, I'm sure. And get this, thing has Bluetooth. The Nintendo Switch really needs to catch up in this regard. According to those who have had a hands-on experience with the Steam Deck, the ergonomics are fantastic. This came as quite a surprise to me seeing how close the buttons are to the edge, especially the B button. That thing looks like it's going to fall off the edge at any moment, but according to those in the know, it's actually quite comfortable and tactile. I'm so happy about this device, and I absolutely cannot wait to get my 512GB model to come in. And that's going to be it. Thank you all so much for listening. You can follow my social media at AllDeckedOutFM, and until next time, peace.